So here's a question I have for you. What do you do? You're walking down the street, let's say. Let's say this is the old days when we're walking down the street, no masks and everything, no worries, okay? We're walking down the street and you hear someone call from their building, help, help. You hear it up somewhere in a building, like on the, let's say, 11th floor, but you hear it. What do you do? What do you do? You look around and you see there's other people there. And they hear it too. And everybody's stopped and everybody's looking up. What do you do? Well, in fact, this story came up in a reading. I remember it so well, and I didn't even read it recently. It was like at least a year ago. One of the Malcolm Gladwell books, either Tipping Point or Talking to Strangers. Although that one was more recent, so I bet it's Tipping Point. Anyway, in this book, he describes this situation, and guess what happens? Nothing. Nobody responds because everybody thinks somebody else will respond. And something like a terrible, terrible thing happens to the person who is screaming help. And this is, and all, everybody's responsible actually, because nobody responded to it because everybody thought it was going to be on somebody else. And I bring this up because we are constantly, because in our Torah portion, actually, I'm going to start with that. We have something that happens in the Torah portion that's really interesting. In this portion called Tazria, which is often what we talk about when we talk about Tazria is skin afflictions and the spreading of skin afflictions. And it's actually a very interesting, if you heard Rabbi Hirsch's sermon yesterday, which was really beautiful, it's all about like, what do you do when someone's really ill in the community? And how do you both quarantine them so that they are keeping themselves safe and everybody else safe, but also like, how do you support them and how do you bring them back into the community? But something happens during this whole process that I want to focus in on, and that is the person themselves is supposed to scream their affliction. They're supposed to say it two times. They're supposed to yell that they have tzara'at, tzara'at, or tahara, I'm unclean. And when they yell this, they yell it all to all the people. And if we are the people, how are we supposed to react to that? What is our responsibility when we hear that? And what would the biblical audience have done? And what would we do today? And it really comes down to this really interesting play on compassion. We all have the capacity to draw into our compassion and our feelings of connection for one another. And this is, of course, like it's such an important attribute as a Jewish person, such an important value that we work very hard on developing this throughout our lives as a religious practice, right? And that's why we're told, at least we say 36, but at least 36 times in the Torah to welcome the stranger because we were once strangers, or something in that realm, something about really understanding how somebody feels because we were there, right? So that's all about really tapping into our sense of compassion. So the question I have for you is, why is that hard sometimes? Why is it hard to tap into a sense of compassion? Why was it that everybody when they heard that woman screaming, felt something, noticed it, and then walked away? Right. And I can imagine that happening. Or let me give you another example. Walking down, if you're a New Yorker, walking down the street, again, we're talking about a number, maybe 6 weeks ago, before we were all at home. There are so many homeless in our midst. So, so many holding up signs, asking directly, what do you do? What do you do when you have someone asking you for help, asking you for money, asking you for food, right? What is your response to them? So I think that there are some things that happen to our compassion that keep us from connecting with it and from offering help. And I think one of those things, which is the one I really want to focus in on together today, is this sense of the primary barrier that we have between self and other, right? When we see somebody in a really bad place that scares us, we don't want to identify with them. There's a natural defensive mechanism that comes up and we want to separate ourselves and see how different we are, instead of actually like engaging into our compassion, we actually do the opposite. I think there's like a defense mechanism that pops in, and we try to say like, ignore that person. I'm not like that person. I'm different than that person. I'm going to step away from that person. And that is, listen, there's some times that we have to engage that defense mechanism because we can go it's all a balance. We can actually find ourselves going too far the other way and over-identifying and finding ourselves sinking down and really getting into a bad place because we're so over-identifying. But it's keeping that balance in mind and recognizing it. So that's what Judaism teaches, is that we need to be able to tap into our compassion and always have that there so that we can help. And in fact, what Judaism tells us is to exercise compassion. It doesn't say to feel compassion. It says to exercise it. That's very different, right? So in fact, feeling compassion is probably something that we do. And then we stop ourselves, like in that situation that I'm talking about, where for whatever reason, we're putting up a barrier. We don't exercise it. We feel it and we turn away. But Judaism says, no, exercise compassion. What does that mean to you? What can you be doing to exercise compassion?